Hello. So just a heads up, this podcast contains lots of bad words of languages with adult themes and other things. So if you're not mature, then you probably should not listen to this and turn back now. Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Podzilla After Dark. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Shannon.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I am. Are you?
No.
Welcome to the show. Shannon Young, of course. I'm your host. Jesse Kimble down at the end of the table.
Hey.
Amanda Kennedy to my left.
Sup.
And Lindsay.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
Damn,
Shots fired.
That is so cold. That's so cold. All right.
Well, it is cold in here, though.
It is a little chilly in here. Mm. How is everybody?
Cold.
Very cold.
I mean, great.
It's going to get even colder. Guaranteed.
I'm hoping that I don't regret being on the show.
Cold. Oh, I think a lot of people are regretting being on the show right now. Lindsay, let's start with you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's what happened. Let's put it out there. So Lindsay made a joke about me before the show.
I did not make a joke about you. That's the point.
Lindsay said a very mean thing about me before the show.
I think it was very much accidental. She didn't realize, or she wasn't implying what we took out of it.
Here's the thing about it. Like, on one hand, I thought it was really good. And I have to, if it was anyone other than me that took that, I would be on the floor laughing. But because it was me, and it was from her, it was fucking harsh.
It was hilarious.
It was fucking rough.
Do we want to say what it was on the show?
No.
Only because of the story that goes with it. But let's just say, Lindsay, maybe I'm not Mr. 100. Maybe I'm Mr. 5.5 inches. Or less.
5.5 inches is the average.
Well, I'm not average. I'm a genetic freak. So Lindsay said this, and I'm going through my head thinking, like, all right, how do I come back from this? Like, my first instinct is to just be a dick to her the entire show, which I kind of started doing already. But at the same time, she's really sensitive when I'm a dick to her. So that's not going to make for a fun program.
And also, that's not what she meant by it. That is what we took out of it.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure you helped start the whole conversation of that.
I did,
Dalton.
Yeah.
So it's your own fault.
Well, no, it's Dalton's fault.
No.
Technically.
It is Dalton's fault because when Lindsay gets embarrassed, she doesn't act back.
So, of course, she took a swipe at me instead of Dalton or anybody else, which is fine.
Again.
Like, on one hand, it was really funny. But on the other, like, I'm a prideful person about something. Like, I don't.
It wasn't so much a swipe as a general comment on the theme.
Yeah. And then
I have to disagree with that. And I feel like this is the point where we have to say what it was so people out there know.
No, we don't.
You're not.
We don't have to say what it was.
They can use their imagination.
I understood, like, after seeing how Lindsay reacted to it, that that was not her intent.
No, I completely know it wasn't her intent, but at the same time, like, it was said.
And it wasn't a swipe at you at all. Like, I think she was just saying that general thing doesn't matter.
I wish we had it on tape so I could go back and do an instant replay and show you guys where exactly it was a swipe at me. Because it was a swipe at me.
It was not a swipe at you.
Dalton specifically asked.
Dalton made it a swipe at you.
And then you confirmed.
I did not confirm. I said in general.
So I want to get it out in the air now, because when the first thing she says to me is, fuck you. And I'm the one that got insulted. How the fuck is it fuck me?
Because it wasn't meant to be an insult.
Fuck.
I think we should just move past it.
Yeah. Well,
to maybe Mandy's new nickname.
Well, no, I was actually going to throw it to Lindsay. I was actually going to throw it to her because I wanted to start talking about McDonald's.
Yeah, fuck McDonald's.
Like, to show her that I'm a good sport, I was going to get her thing out of the way first. But since her first response to me was, fuck you, let me say one thing real quick. And that is to congratulate everyone here and everyone on the show, because for the second month in a row, this is the most listened to episode, or the most listened to month in Podzilla history.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know. We keep every month, it's getting better and better. And, you know, you think you hit a certain level of success that it's, you know, it's like you're going to
You're gonna peak.
You're gonna peak.
Yeah.
Because we peaked once before. We thought
we did a year ago.
Yeah.
And it was so big, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I can't help but think it's because of our work with, you know, Ken Murphy and all the stuff he does, and Villainous Grounds and Cape Championship Wrestling. It's just so successful for us. And you know, thank you guys for listening, and congratulations to you guys for being on the show and making this show good.
Oh, and I have another bit of good news. We are officially at the minimum goal to get Shannon's hernia removed.
That's also true.
We don't have enough money to pay for the surgery yet, but Shannon can at least put that in a payment plan.
From what they told me, yes. The only bad thing is we were looking at it today, and it's 4 to 6 weeks of recovery.
Yes.
Being able to lift.
Yep.
Anything.
And, yeah. Well, anything over 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And I, you know, one of the things Shannon prides himself on is probably how he got the hernia in the first place is lifting, because he's very strong.
We have to wait till after we move.
Yeah, we have to wait till after we move before we can actually do the surgery. But, you know, we'll keep you guys updated since you are the ones that are paying for most of this. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank God you are, because I sure as fuck couldn't do it.
So, and yet, if you guys are hearing this and you're like, what? Shannon's hernia thing? What? Go to our Facebook. You can find the GoFundMe there, and you can help pay for the rest of it.
This has been going on for about a year now. When I first discovered it, I got up in the morning.
Has it been that long already?
It's been about a year. And I looked in the mirror, and I saw this little lump in my navel. And I remember asking Bob and Lindsay, I'm like, is this normal? Like, have I always had this? Because I don't know if this is just how my belly button looks or if something's weird. And over time, I started to worry about it, and then it started to hurt. So I went to the doctor, and the doctor basically said it couldn't find it because it wasn't that bad at the time. So he was like, you may have a hernia, we're not sure. So I went home. The urgent care doctors are fantastic, by the way. So I go home, and months later I go back because it's much worse, and the doctor goes, you've probably got a hernia. Like, cool. So then a few weeks ago I got rushed to the ER because the pain was so bad, and they confirmed, if in that $150 visit, because it was $150.
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Not as bad as we thought it was going to be, but literally all he did was come in and go, you have a hernia. And I was thinking like, your fucking colleague over at Urgent Care said I might have one a couple months ago. Good call, doc.
And I like that when you first told me about it, you probably have a hernia.
Yeah, you were the first person that said it. And I remember thinking, oh, God damn it, no, because hernias are very common, but they're also just pains in the ass.
And Jesse does not have a medical degree in any way, shape,
Jesse,
or form.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's that?
How much did it cost me for you to tell me that?
Nothing.
Nothing. I got $150 worth of service out of Jesse Kimball for fucking free.
Anytime, buddy. Anytime.
But yeah, we'll keep you guys updated on the progress. I will get the surgery next month, probably... What did we say next?
June 15th, mid-June.
June. And then hopefully that'll get me, I'll be okay for my birthday.
Yes.
So.
And we can, did you ever decide if we're going to do Six Flags or Dave & Buster's?
I'd like to do Dave & Buster's, but I'd also like to do Six Flags. We'll talk more about it. It's always an extravaganza. So.
It also probably depends on how your surgery goes, and you might not want to ride rides with stitches.
I mean, that'll be late August.
I mean, I'm late August.
Okay. Early August.
Fairly confident I'm going to pop my stitches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remembered it, finally.
If I went to the doctor, he would charge me $150 to remember it. I'm going to pop my stitches. I already know I am, because I'm not going to...
It's just going to take you coughing once.
Yeah, because I cough real hard. I'm not going to sit in bed for, like, Allie and Asa, and they want me to lay in bed for, like, a week. I'm not going to do that.
Won't.
No, you only have to, like, you have to take it easy for, like, 48 hours.
Because like, I'm going to walk out of that hospital on my own power.
They won't let you.
I told you, you got to be wheelchaired.
That's not what Hunter said. Hunter had a surgery, and when he left, he said he walked out.
He left for an outpatient procedure.
But that's what mine is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought yours was an inpatient procedure.
No, hernias are outpatient.
It takes like 30 minutes for them to do it, and then I'm gone.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so yeah, they might let you walk out. Well, they probably won't just because of the nature of the surgery.
Yeah, they probably won't recommend it.
Yeah. But no, like 48 hours, like all you got
to
do is...
To the listeners out there, what they're going to do, just dumb it down for you, like they did for me, is they're basically going to cut my stomach open, they're going to push my guts inside of me, and then they're going to build a little mesh wall so it doesn't pop out again.
Yep.
Does that sound fun?
That's gross.
I mean, it's a lot better than it used to be.
I would like to be awake for this surgery.
Why?
I don't know. I just want to know that they're cutting me open. I don't want to go to sleep. That's what I'm scared of.
The problem is
if you go, like, if you see that, there's a possibility you could go into shock.
I'm more afraid that I'm going to get put under and then I'm never going to wake up.
That's a scary thought.
It is far more likely that you'll go into shock upon seeing your guts.
I read about a guy who had a bad reaction to the
anesthesia.
And the guy that the anesthesiologist, I guess would be called.
Yeah.
He did not call for help because he thought he could handle it, and the guy died.
Ooh.
So I don't want to be that guy. I don't want everyone that donated to my cause to feel like they killed me. Cause that's at least 30 people that killed me, ranging from Rachel Baggett to a bunch of people I don't even know to CCW and Kevin Schenkelberg. And I will list all of them at some point and give thanks to every single one of them. That's going to take a while though.
There are a few anonymous ones. So.
There are.
Yeah.
Well, then it's anonymous one, anonymous two.
There you go. The anonymous person that donated $50. Thank you. The anonymous person that donated
$25. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
I think those were the two numbers and those are the two people. Cause I think everybody else had their names.
I feel like I was afraid one was somebody I don't want to donate. And you know who I'm talking about. I don't have to say his name. But I feel like if he had done it, he would have put his name all over it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because he would have wanted to show how he's the bigger man.
Yeah.
In
well,
more
he
ways
is.
Than one.
Yeah, I'm going to say he is the bigger man. I want to talk about that, but I'm not going to. Because did you hear about that?
Uh-uh.
Apparently on
Oh, no, I did see that one.
You saw that?
On Billy Hill's status?
Yeah, okay, that's all we'll say. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no,
let's
I know what you're talking about now.
Let's move on. Back to Lindsay. McDonald's.
They're jerks. They are mean, mean, mean jerks. Because they're taking away my high C orange drink.
I still want to be a dick. I can't be a dick.
Go ahead, be a dick. No. I don't care anymore.
No, because the dick's the problem.
For like all the fountain boxes.
All right, no, that got me. That was clever.
So McDonald's is phasing out the high C orange, which is Lindsay's favorite drink.
It's honestly like my only reason to still go to McDonald's.
You get a $1 big old of high C orange.
Uh-huh. I mean, yes, sometimes. The food is cheap and effective and tasty, but I look the most forward to my drink, and it's not going to be there anymore. I'm going to have to go to Rhodes and go to the weird Coke machine that's got funky buttons, but at least they've got the right drink. Yes, it does.
Yeah, oh, does it really?
It has so many high C flavors.
I thought it was just like Dasani-flavored water.
Because it's not the same. I can't just go to the grocery store and buy orange high C in a box because it doesn't taste the same.
It's true.
Dude, that orange high C is delicious.
It is.
But it doesn't taste the same if it's not coming out of the machine.
That's true.
I like mixing it with Sprite.
There's something about it.
No, Sprite is evil because Sprite is the reason why it's going away because it's being replaced with a berry Sprite thing,
I was
and I hope it fails.
I was looking up the name of it. It's because of their partnership with Coca-Cola. They're instead bringing in a new proprietary beverage.
And it's
beverage
an exclusive.
Called Sprite Topic Berry.
Boo!
I guess with all the other restaurants, like Arby's now has an exclusive Mountain Dew. Taco Bell has an exclusive Mountain
good.
Dew.
Both of those are amazing.
And now they have an exclusive Sprite.
But why do they gotta get rid of my drink? Why can't they just add the new one in with it?
Because then they have to replace every machine in every McDonald's in the country.
So just add a separate one on the side.
Or just get rid of Coke. Coke sucks.
I mean, most of them do have like two Coke taps. I feel like, because like our
get
one
rid of
here
all
Cape,
the Coke tabs.
Just drop down to one Coke tab.
Or none.
But then again, the orange ice or whatever comes through that tab would taste really weird just because
of the Coke that's built up for years.
Yeah.
So replace the nozzle rather than the whole machine.
The whole like tube
beverage,
and everything
so that's
has
why it's
to.
Going.
What Coke?
High orange icy.
Oh,
orange
no. IC the internet, awesome. There's already backlash on the internet. People are upset. They don't want their high C removed. And
although
God,
that is
God bless
weird
them.
Because you're getting rid of a non like, soda and replacing
the
news it with
one soda. That you sent me was true. The lady saying that's the flavor of a childhood.
It's fair. And honestly, with like how expensive McDonald's is these days, there are fewer and fewer reasons to go to McDonald's.
Sometimes I go to McDonald's and when I look at their prices on like a chicken sandwich, I look at the person working and I go, who the fuck you think you are?
No, I heard this from Asa, and I haven't verified if it's true or not, but apparently McDonald's started raising all their prices because this generation is visiting McDonald's less than any other, like, since they opened.
And that's probably for the best, because I don't know if you ever saw this movie, Supersize Me.
I did.
Apparently eating McDonald's every day for 30 days is not a good idea.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah, I mean, somehow that's going to be bad for you.
I don't know a single food that you could replace that with and it had been a good idea.
Uh-uh.
Maybe nuts and berries? Even that,
you still get malnourished on something.
Yeah. So it's just a bad
idea.
You
wouldn't have all the grease and nasty fats, but.
But to be fair, that dude rode that into oblivion. Because Morgan Spurlock had like 50 shows that were all the same thing. Here's me doing some dumbass thing for 30 days. See what happens when you drink acid for 30 days straight?
Ugh.
What's the acid companies doing?
But then there was another, like, there was a nutrition professor that for 30 days. All he ate, like all he drank was Pepsi and all he ate were Twinkies. And he proved that you could still lose weight doing that.
Really?
It's all about like calories out versus calories in. Like it's a very simple math equation.
So he just barely ate anything, but that's what he did consume was soda and Twinkies.
That was his diet was soda and Twinkies, but he exercised like a mofo.
Yeah.
And
that's the important part. A lot of people just, they want to lose weight and they think they could just give up foods that they eat and it's going to help them lose weight. And it will help.
To be fair, the diet is actually more important than the exercise.
But the exercise is a part of it.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is.
Because, like, worst case or best case scenario, even if you lost weight but you didn't exercise, you're going to look terrible.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's accurate.
We know people that have lost mass amounts of weight that didn't work out. That looked terrible.
To be fair, that's going to happen. Like, if you lose a massive amount of weight, whether you've been exercising the whole time or not, it's still going to look bad.
Stretchy skin.
Yep. Skin can only come back so far.
Then you got to go to the doctor and spend more money.
Yeah, GoFundMe.
No, I see a lot of people that use those wraps and they work.
Like a mummy?
Yeah, but the thing is you have to use those wraps while you're losing the weight. You can't just do it afterwards.
I don't know. What wraps? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about.
They've got like belly bands when you're trying to burn fat and stuff that way that it keeps everything in as opposed to it just kind of hanging out and stretching more.
They have one of those for my hernia. The doctor said you could get a hernia belt, but I think it was you that were like, eh.
Yeah, because I looked that up on the internet for you like when I was trying to find things to help you. And, they said that it could actually make things worse because it could effectively end up putting extra pressure on it if you bend a certain way and making it way worse.
Yeah, because there are some movements that I can make that are far worse than others. Like, usually it doesn't bother me, but certain ways I have to bend or pick stuff up, it's like, that sucks. Yeah. It's sore.
So, yeah, if you put, like, one of those belts on, like, it's almost like wearing a girdle.
Yeah, pretty much.
And
I don't want to do that.
And it could just start pinching things in weird ways and
boop. I don't want to do that. So McDonald's sucks.
Yes.
Yeah. You know who else sucks? Colt Cabana.
That's what I've been hearing all night.
Yeah, I haven't heard the best things about this guy. So
Colt Cabana, well, all right.
Asa got the picture with him that he liked.
And Asa and Dalton seem to have perfectly fine interactions with him, but I heard from a lot of people. So Colt Cabana was down over the weekend for Cape Championship Wrestling and didn't get glowing reviews from a lot of people. And then I listened to, there was a big ruckus on Facebook this morning about it, and I went and listened to Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling podcast, his newest one, and in the first 10 minutes, the only thing he said about Cape Girardeau, he said that he went to Cape, he thought Cape was something, everyone's heard of Cape, but it's a shitty little town between St. Louis and Memphis, and that's all he said.
Wow. Damn.
So,
fuck you, Colt Cabana.
On one hand, that's how I feel, but on the other hand, you know, and Dalton and I were talking about this, it's like, everyone that lives in Cape says it's shitty. And now all of a sudden someone else says it and they go, no, you don't speak about my town.
Well, no, it's just rude.
It is
like,
rude.
You don't go somewhere that you've been invited and paid to go and then trash it on your podcast.
God damn it.
Huh.
Love you, Papa Bluff.
I was going to say, are we referring to a convention from last year?
My favorite part is how everyone got it at the exact same time. So, yeah.
In fairness, we paid to go there.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't get paid for that table. I paid for the table.
Right.
Cole didn't pay to come here. We paid Colt to come here. And I didn't pay Colt anything. Like, Colt Cabana didn't do anything to me. Like, that's all I got to say. Because I know there's a lot of people that are unhappy with him. But Colt Cabana didn't insult me in any way. He wasn't rude to me. I saw him one time, and he smiled and took a selfie with me and Allie. Well, he took a selfie with Allie. They kind of pushed me out of the way. I was in the back going like, hey. I was playing Johnny Atwood for a second, you know, in the back. But yeah,
photobombing.
Photobombing. So Colt, yeah, he said Cape Girardeau's a shitty town.
Thanks, man. I didn't really interact with him. He ruffled my head as he walked by when I was recording. That's about it.
What do you think of Cape Girardeau, though?
Me?
Yeah. Is it a shitty
town?
I mean,
no, it's not shitty, but I'm just tired of living here.
I mean, there are definitely worse towns to
live in.
Yeah,
no, I would take this.
Things have been going a little downhill lately.
In some places.
In some places.
But at least it has shit, like
a lot of things
food
are on the up
and
up.
Walmart and a mall and shit compared to like...
Jackson?
Are you sure you want to leave the mall on that list?
I don't care. There's still stuff there.
Technically, it's still there.
Yeah. It is technically
that is
still
true.
There.
That's the best kind
we
of
have
right.
A Chick-fil-A.
We have a Chick-fil-A.
We have so
Chick-fil-A.
Many Chinese restaurants.
And we're getting more.
And getting more, yeah.
Panda Express is coming in.
Yeah. Which apparently, and I didn't know this until my little brother started working on it, we've had a Panda Express in the UC for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard. Yeah.
And I did not know that. And the public can go and eat there. Like, you can go in and pay cash.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't like to go on campus, to eat. You know, that's kind of awkward.
I mean, it's got its own entrance and everything.
I wish Colt had said that Cape Girardeau is a shitty town, but they do have a Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Apparently. It's not as good as me. Look, I fucking love Chick-fil-A.
I don't know. We've ripped on Chick-fil-A a lot, too, in the past.
Well, I don't agree with their religious views and political views, okay, but I don't go there. Yeah, I don't go there to get their political views.
Yeah, no,
I go there to
get
spicy chicken.
And with that Chick-fil-A sauce,
And that lemonade.
Yes.
Oh, the lemonade is the reason I go. The Chick-fil-A sauce is like something that I always say that I'm not going to get, but then I do because it's delicious.
It's fucking amazing.
Once I made that for myself and figured out what was in it, I was like, oh, God, now I'm going to keep eating it. It's too good.
I feel like Cole Cabana would have been happier had he gone to the Golden Corral.
Or, yeah. I like the Golden Corral.
Cause it's really special.
Is it?
Speaking of visitors, I purposely didn't tell you guys this story. Jesse kind of knows a little bit of it.
Uh-oh.
So myself and a friend, he knows who he is, we're at the store today. I can't say legally anymore. It's a long story. But we're at the store and this guy walks in and he asks, he's like, I'm from out of town. I'm coming from, Memphis, or he's heading to Memphis or something. And he asks if, he plays acoustic guitar. And I guess he's a street performer. He wants to go, he wants to, you know, play on the street for money, I'm assuming. And he asks if the cops are cool around here. So we're like, well, I mean, I guess, you know, I've seen street performers down by, the river.
Yeah, down on the river, yeah.
Yeah, on Main Street.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them down there before, so if you go down there, it should be cool. And he goes,
except
oh, okay.
They're doing construction all through Main Street.
Which we told him, and he was gonna go hang out by Corn Op and play down there, and he was really quiet, and he seemed okay. And me and this person, my friend, started talking again, and I don't know what we said, but this is when it got weird. Cause the guy comes over, and he hears that I do a podcast. And he's like, yeah, me and my friends, we play D&D. I don't know. I blocked out most of it because at this point he was talking so much that you just kind of block people out. You're like, okay, you're going to talk to me if I pay attention to you.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I hear him say something about how him and his friend sing songs about like giant dildos. And I immediately kind of turn, me and my friend, we turn and look at the guy, and it goes from that to, and I swear to God, at this point I've checked out and I'm trying to actively look for other things. My friend got stuck talking to him. He couldn't get away. He was on his phone scrolling through, praying to God that someone rescue him. And I hear the conversation turn to clits, ladyboys, and how their dicks are so small. You know, he's been with women with bigger clits than that. He has 10 girlfriends in different places, but they're all cool with each other. He doesn't want any brown babies. Some girl he met had what was it? It was a porn ass. It was better than black ass. And yeah, I'm not.
Wow.
So this was in the first 10 minutes of meeting this motherfucker.
This is kind
of
when I wish that people were on video just so that they could have seen the progression of my face for the way that from the start of that story to the finish.
So I,
oh my.
So I immediately say, I got to go to Best Buy. I didn't have to go to Best Buy. Lindsay, that's why you got that 10.
Yay. I appreciate that 10. I got an Umbreon GX card.
And me and Allie and friend go out the back door and sit back there, and Steven's walking in. We're like, don't go in there. Do not fucking go in there, because that guy is fucking weird.
Is it the same dude that said he was buying up all the bars downtown Cape like a long time ago?
No, this guy, this was his first place, his first time ever being in Cape. He did spend $200 at the store, though.
Well, that's awesome.
Did you just leave the store unattended?
No, Ethan was here.
Oh,
Ethan was covering. It's just like, I couldn't talk to the guy. The guy was going to keep talking to us.
Yeah.
And the conversation went south so quickly that I no longer wanted to speak to him.
Because, I feel like that stuff is getting returned tomorrow.
Well, hopefully he'll get arrested downtown tonight, because I'm thinking about calling the cops on him myself. Because that guy was just strange. And like, yeah, lady boys and dicks and stuff like that. And No.
That's weird. No.
So if you're listening to this, friend, he can tell you the story better. I'm mouthing the words to the people here of who it is. I'll tell you why later.
Oh, fuck.
So that was pretty fun. I had two other things to talk about, but I don't know. All right. Now Jesse is typing it out to Mandy, who can't fucking read lips, apparently.
I just wasn't looking at you, so here. I don't know who you said, but I'm sure you'll tell me later.
Lindsay, tell them about the card you got, and I'm going to show
the card I got. I got a GX Umbreon card, which is super awesome and hard to get out of the new Sun and Moon deal.
Okay, he wrote
and
it down for you.
I got a Mega Altaria and a Mega Steelix too.
Very good, thank you.
I stalled. Yay!
I was about to tell Mandy it rhymes with. Never mind.
Like,
to be fair, that's not an easy name to mouth to someone.
It's not. That's why I just put up certain letters.
All right, now it's getting too obvious. We got to stop. Move away.
It's Lisa S. No, that's too obvious. L. Simpson. Trump's. Okay, I didn't want to talk about Trump.
Just do it.
But that's what I was going to lead with until the whole Lindsay thing happened, and then one from one.
from one little dick to another.
Donald Trump. You know what I'm going to get to listen to for the next week?
Yeah, no. A week? You're being very generous.
Okay, the rest of my life.
There you go. Hey. He's going to bring up this story like 10 years from now.
I know.
With any luck, I'll die on the table.
No. If it makes you I would better. Rather deal with getting this for the rest of my life than you dying in surgery.
I would also rather her deal with this for the rest of her life.
But in case we'll make a recording of it.
And she can play it for her all the time.
Yeah.
Like make one of those little keychains of me.
Yeah.
And then you press a button and I say different things.
Says it. Yeah.
Like cum guzzling cock vacuum.
It was like, I got a little dick, right, Lindsay? Just every once in a while.
Jesse! We were being subtle with it for a while.
They knew by now.
Seriously, Mr. 5.5 inches, you think nobody knew what that meant?
They should not be listening to this shit.
And what's bad is, like, I feel like Donald Trump, I want to say, no, there's no problem down there. Trust me. It's the best dick.
Well, he did. I mean, that's what he did with. Oh, he did that.
He did that.
He
literally
did that in a debate
because they insinuated because of his tiny little hands
that he had a tiny dick.
But I have big hands. The better to grab all of the little dick with.
It disappears. I'm sorry, Shannon.
Holy fuck! This is savage. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I was just adding to the bit. I don't actually think Shannon has a tiny dick.
I mean, there's no evidence to suggest otherwise.
I was going to say, can I go to the bathroom with him?
All I know is that I'm going to be measuring tonight and posting results in the morning.
Post it to the group chat. Just like, all right, fellas.
No, I'm going to post it to Twitter. Everyone's got to know. Austin's going to steal it.
No, he's not you.
Oh, shit.
So Donald Trump is coming on his first 100 days. Did you hear about this, Kev? That's my Jay Leno.
No. Oh, wait. Which part? Because I know he's done a couple of things about his 100 days.
His 100 days is on Saturday. And historically, the 100 days is kind of the first measurement of how good a president is.
Mm-hmm.
Dating back to, I don't remember who the first person to do it was, but Trump hasn't.
We just have one sound effect.
Also.
That was good.
Also, ironically, the sound effect that plays when I drop my pants.
That was pretty good.
Shannon's dying over there.
You know, Shannon's pretending that he's making fun of somebody else right now. That's why he's
matching
laughing.
His microphone at this point.
No, yeah, I learned a long time ago that you roll with the jokes. You don't try not to take them personally. Do that after the show.
I was about to say, and if you don't believe him, just check out the Thanksgiving special from a
Jesus
couple
Christ.
Ago.
You know what? I'll take the small penis rumor over that rumor any day. So Donald Trump, during the election, he said that the first 100 days, how great it was going to be, all the stuff they were going to get accomplished. He now says that it's an artificial barrier, not very meaningful, and a ridiculous standard, which is good that he feels that way because I can't think of one thing that he has accomplished other than executive orders.
And even a lot of those have failed.
Which he made fun of Obama for doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's abusing his power. All the Republicans did. Republicans all over the place accusing Trump, Obama of abusing his power by issuing executive orders.
And now Chris Christie is congratulating Donald Trump on so many great executive orders.
I bet his golf score's gotten pretty good, though.
Right? He's really working on that golf swing.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Right?
It's hard.
He has two records because he has the lowest approval rating in the first 100 days.
Of any new president in modern times.
Yep.
Yeah.
He, on top of that, he has the most days spent golfing as a president.
Yep.
In modern times.
I think that of all time, I was about to say, probably. I think that goes of all time.
Man, yeah, no. Yeah. You know, Washington was out there fucking.
You look at Donald Trump and you tell me that he doesn't look like he golfs.
He doesn't.
Fat, pasty, and white. Oh.
He looks like he golfs very good. Like, he's retired and that's what he does to kill time.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do it well.
To kill time in between wars.
But he goes to his resort that, you know, costs thousands of dollars, and then it costs the taxpayers a whole bunch of money getting the Secret Service down in this resort, and
It's pretty ridiculous what Donald Trump has done, and every time we do a show like this and we start talking about Donald Trump, we start with the whole, he'll be impeached soon because of how ridiculous this is.
Law he's proposing that would effectively introduce a tax cut that would only impact himself?
What?
He's trying. All right, so his tax proposal, I don't know all of it, but I know it knocks it down to 3 tax brackets from 7. Yeah. Jesus. And I don't remember the percentages, but it's 3 tax brackets instead of 7 because they want to make taxes less confusing. But the biggest thing is that the tax cut will help rich people, help Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Which is the problem is that you need to help the poor people so that they'll spend more freaking money and keep your economy going. Because the rich people are just going to hoard their money.
No, trickle down economics. That's
no,
that
doesn't
works.
Work.
The rich people,
no.
You give them more money.
No.
And then they'll just give it to the
trumped up. Was it trumped up trickle down economics?
Uh-huh. And also, like, raising minimum wage just raises other shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't understand,
it's
like,
called
what
inflation.
Is, like, Bernie that wanted to make everything $15 minimum wage? I read somewhere.
That was one of the things he proposed for certain. No, Bernie's idea was to raise minimum wage proportionally in different areas.
Oh, okay.
Like a federal minimum wage doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
But there are certain places where the minimum wage needs to be significantly higher.
Yeah, as long as everything else doesn't fucking go.
Because the argument is that if you work 40 hours a week, you should be able to live.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, and that was actually the thing, like what you were talking about with, like, if minimum wage goes up, everything else gets more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that theory got debunked.
Okay.
Because that's been every time they've talked about raising minimum wage. Well, everything else is going to get more expensive with it. And that's not necessarily true because what you're doing is giving a lot of people more spending power so they can actually buy what you're selling.
Yeah.
So it actually neutralizes the extra expenditure.
And prices
except
go up.
Except that you get the greedy people.
Yeah. I mean, there are going to be people raising, like, their prices to counteract, like, the raise of minimum wage, but not everybody is going to, and as long as it's still an open market, they can't just raise everything because somebody else is going to beat them out. And like I said, once you give people more buying power, which is how you improve the economy, is to get people to buy shit.
And if you ain't got money, you can't buy shit.
Right.
That's not true. Credit cards.
That bubble.
We're not playing that game again.
Credit cards are like free money.
That bubble's popped once, it's going to pop again.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, prices are going to go up regardless.
Yeah.
Look at DiGiorno. Aww. When I was younger, DiGiorno was like $4. You bought DiGiorno when you didn't want to spend money on real pizza.
Now, you remember
what?
Totino's?
Totino's were like 89 cents and like $1.50 now.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a $2.50 version now.
Look. Yeah.
With no, rising crust.
Yep.
And they're fucking smaller too, I'm pretty sure.
That
square is totally smaller than the circle.
I kind of want to try. Well, the original Totino's was just terrible anyway.
No, you
Totino's,
cover that in
Tony's.
Little, Tony's has always been awful.
Tony's is the one that I hate the most.
Totino's,
I don't
Tony's.
Even really remember.
It's the
other
party
than pizza.
Pizza.
I remember Pizza Rolls.
No, Totino's we always
was
got
it the
when
graham
I was a
cracker
kid?
That you cook it for more than 2 seconds and it just turns into a black, crispy
yes.
block.
Yes.
I like
No, I love Totino's. Like if you manage to get a the big thing with Totino's, if you add a little bit of mozzarella cheese to it, it's way better.
Well, then you're adding to the product. All right. I have a secret to tell you guys.
Yeah, what's that?
And I didn't want to tell you this.
Sure.
But since we're busting out things, I want to tell you guys that I am Totino's pizza boy.
And the entire time you guys have been talking about this, I just have Tim and Eric running in my head. That's all I've got going on right now upstairs.
Because, yeah, what Mandy said, like, we used to buy Totino's all the time. Like, when I lived with Trevor, he and I bought Totino's frequently.
So did I when I was
younger.
Because,
yeah, it was 90 cents.
Yeah.
You could buy two of those bad boys. That is easily a meal.
And you would ask your mom, did you get me pizza? And she'd look at Totino's and go, close enough. There is pepperoni and cheese on it, I guarantee.
Well, some sauce.
My friend worked at Burger King, and they had to work on the Super Bowl. And she said her manager was like, yeah, I brought pizza in for you guys, and it was a Totino's fucking pizza.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Was he feeding it to, like, mice?
That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, my God.
Were they smaller than you?
I don't know.
Like Marco.
I laughed. Hey, Marco.
He's not listening.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I am not. Okay. I'm talking.
But anyway, yeah, no, like, I like Totino's pizza. But, yeah, no, everything has gotten more expensive, but minimum wage is not. So that's, like, kind of the argument that it's working in reverse now. There, because it was what I was talking about a minute ago. Like, if you give everybody more buying power, then you can increase the prices. Well, or you don't have to increase the prices because people are buying it. What's happening instead is people are broke, so you're having to increase the prices to cover costs because nobody can afford it. But the people that can afford it can afford something more expensive.
Yep.
So they just raise the prices.
Well, I'm broke, so I don't know what you mean.
It's economics is very complicated.
I like math.
Yeah, Trump didn't know.
Trump had no idea.
It's like healthcare. He said, who knew healthcare was going to be so difficult? Fucking everybody.
Literally everyone.
Ethan knew it was going to be complicated.
I had
a mean joke and I was like, nope, stop.
Yeah. It turns out shit that's controversial is complicated. Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah. Well, in his 100 days, he has accomplished some things. He got Gorsuch.
I think it's Gorsuch.
Gorsuch.
He sucks though.
Gorsuch. Whatever.
Some dude.
White dude. He's on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
That's it.
Our yep. piece of shit Secretary of Education or whatever.
Oh, Betsy DeVos.
Yeah.
Betsy
DeVos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dalton's triggered.
Yeah. Well, we're all triggered.
Yeah, okay. it's pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty bad. The Simpsons put out a thing about it. I put it on my Facebook if you guys want to see it, making fun of the first 100 days. And at the end, it says we're like 6.8% through.
Oh, God.
Just another 95%.
Ooh. No.
That is so Ooh. Wrong.
Can you guys feel the excitement of 2020?
No.
Oh, God.
What's
scary? If we're all still alive at that point.
I'll be close to 40 when Trump's out of office. That's a scary thought to me, uh-huh. that I'll be close to 40 when Trump's out of office.
I'll be 30.
I'll be in my early 30s.
It's scary, isn't it? Because you're like, oh, shit, time's going.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now we have milestones we can set to, like, when it – because once you turn, like, 21, the milestones kind of stop. It's like, okay, I can drink now. What else is there?
Yep. Well, at 25, your insurance is supposed to get
that's
cheaper.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That never happened to me.
Yeah.
That's because you're not female.
It's a myth, Dalton said.
I mean, I've heard, like, males is the one that told me that story.
Males lie. Ask any woman.
But females are statistically less likely to get in an accident, so their insurance is cheaper.
Women lie more. Ask men. Yeah, but now I can go, okay, well, when Trump's out of office, I'll be 38, I think. Yeah, I'll be 38, maybe 39, something like that. I'll be close to 40. If Trump gets elected again, I'll be halfway to 50 before that motherfucker's gone.
That's not true. You'd be 42.
That's close to 50. That's close enough.
I mean, it's closer to 50 than 30.
I said out by 40. I've got 5 more years. And I'm gone.
No.
Yeah, no, that was actually... The fact that it's the late 2010s is still messing with my head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I think like, it's 2010 or 11.
I think it's 1997.
I know, right?
I miss 97.
I've been listening to like 90s music in my car on the way to work so much that I'm just like, can I go back here?
I really hope for reincarnation.
For whatever reason, in my head, 2000 through 2010 never happened. Like, that was still just...
Well, like, I mean, can you think of anything that happened in the 2000s? Godzilla was in 98. What else is there?
A lot of bad stuff.
I graduated.
I went to college and graduated.
Went to college, yeah.
Yeah, I was watching a TV show earlier today, actually, and the guy goes to the future and sees something, and it's marked 2024. I'm like, wow, he went really far. I wonder if he meant to go that far. Oh, that's only 7 years away.
That's 7 years.
How do you think I feel when I go back and watch Robotech and they're like, in the year 1999, an alien spaceship crashed into a South Pacific island?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
All of those old shows got it wrong.
Also, yeah, how messed up is it that Back to the Future date has already passed?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And none of that shit happened.
None of it.
We kind of
have
overboards.
Other than Nike making the really expensive sneakers to like...
Oh, yeah.
Go with it.
Yeah.
They did do it. We don't have a hoverboard yet.
No.
That pisses me off.
Flying cars.
They did actually call Trump and the Cubs winning the World Series.
Yeah.
So did the Simpsons.
They did.
Who the fuck would have guessed Donald Trump would be president?
The Simpsons.
Simpsons did it first.
We need, like, President Lisa Simpson needs to take over after he's done and just get everything back
you
on
know,
track.
I'd be okay with flying cars because then I would just drive because then all the motherfuckers would be up
until
crashing.
Until someone tries to land on
and
you.
And then I can now be out.
Yeah, because now instead of, like, crashing, like, yeah. wrecking, you're fucking falling. Yeah.
No, that's actually, like, everybody keeps asking, like, where are my flying cars? I'm like, far away.
Yeah.
Never.
Like, nor do you want them.
You guys are too dumb. Yeah.
You know how hard it is to be an air
a
traffic
pilot?
Controller? With just big-ass planes? Now this motherfucker's riding around in a space
and
Vespa.
And birds?
A space Vespa.
And birds.
And birds. Yeah, no,
we'd have to
so
get rid
many...
of birds.
No.
Birds would have to go.
I was sad enough because there
of the eagle with half his mouth?
Well,
Sharon, that shit, and I was like, what is this?
That was actually really cool.
It was
cool.
It was.
Beak.
No, I was more sad. Upset that I don't know if someone hit it or shot it or what.
Someone
but there,
shot it in
there,
the face.
There was no, not the video today on my drive home.
Oh.
There was a hawk. And it should not have been where it was.
All right, so here's my bird story. When I was younger, I was driving to Charleston, I think, Missouri, and there's a bird standing in the road. And everything that I have learned about birds tells me that they fly away when you get close.
Oh, no.
He did not.
And that's what I'm afraid happened to this one.
I ran the bird over, and I went, holy shit, did that really just happen?
No, my mom was driving around somewhere where they had a turkey farm.
Oh, no.
And so there was just this turkey on the side of the road, and my mom was just cruising along. She sees the turkey on the side of the road, like, okay, everything's fine. Turkey was apparently suicidal, jumps out towards the car, and just gets nailed by my mom's side view mirror. See, the turkey got up and walked away. It ruined my mom's side view mirror.
What you don't know is that moments before that turkey did that, he had a vision of 2016 when Trump won.
He was like, I don't want to be a part of this
world. I can't do this. If it had been a flying car, it would have worked.
Except the turkey wouldn't have gotten there.
Goddamn movies. Turkeys can fly.
They can.
No. Well, not very well.
Not really. They like hobble.
They can do like short distances.
Like, what do they do, Mandy? Gobble, gobble.
I mean, a wild turkey can fly.
Tanner's going to bust in here any second.
With a gun. With a shotgun ready to go.
I got him.
Where's he at?
And then you, oh, shit. No. And then we hit that gong and he goes, Tanner.
I love that bit so much. The Tanner gong.
That's a product we need to sell. A little Tanner gong you can hit and it goes, Tanner.
It's like an electronic drum kit or something like that. Just hook it up to a little speaker. Banner.
Tanner. Oh, I got one other thing. YouTube.
What?
I tried to go back to the old ways and like get a list of topics, but I got YouTube.
What happened on YouTube?
Well,
now?
I saw a video that Boogie posted today about how YouTube, they now have like advertisers can pick what kind of programs their ads can run on. So like you can set it to controversial content, no controversial content. You can specifically go into customize like sexual trigger warnings and stuff like that. Like you can do all of this now to try to filter out the ad content. So these, because apparently advertisers are pulling out really fast. YouTube is getting really strict with their content, and a lot of creators are quote unquote suffering. Like H3H3, I don't know the guy's real name. I don't care. He's apparently pulling out. And for every person that's complaining because their legitimate content is being like, screwed over, the rest of it are people that are sad because they can't post their wild, crazy, racist, homophobic, edgy content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those are the ones that piss me off, are the people that's like, well, our free speech is being damaged. Like, your free speech is like Hitler salutes and jokes about transgenders and stuff. Fuck you. I don't care about your fucking crying.
Yeah, like, I don't understand why everybody thinks that free speech should be a thing on a website, like a privately owned website.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube is not a public forum. YouTube can show whatever they want.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's their stuff.
As I understand it, most things, like Reddit, mm-hmm. Reddit's owned by somebody.
Yeah.
All these sites are owned by people.
There's a CEO for Reddit. Yeah, there is an owner.
And if they don't want your content on there because they don't agree with the content or the advertisers don't, money talks.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the other sad part about it is that the only reason that these people don't show this content, like the only reason you don't see more racist videos on YouTube is because the advertisers won't do it because they're afraid that there'll be backlash. The advertisers don't fucking care if you're being racist. If it sells, they'll put ads on there. But it's the fact that people are changing.
Well, no.
And people in America are evolving and saying, we don't want to see this shit anymore. Well, some of them. The other ones voted for Trump.
Well, yeah, cause that's the thing. Like the advertisers, like they really couldn't care less. The only reason they do care is because it's giving them negative PR.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
We heard you ran your ad on this site about like how the KKK is the greatest organization to have ever existed.
And now we don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But if you didn't mind, they'd run it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly had his show even after the 5 allegations. Fox knew what they were doing. Fox knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do anything about it.
They didn't do anything about it until the people started complaining.
And then the advertisers started pulling out because they were afraid of the PR that came with it. And then all of a sudden, Bill O'Reilly is booted from Fox News.
Yep.
And that's sad that's how we run the country, is that it doesn't really matter what you do or who you are. What matters is, can we make money off of it?
And I mean, I guess in complete fairness to Fox, which I hate defending Fox, I could see the main reason they got rid of him wasn't necessarily because of PR. The advertisers stopped because of PR, for sure. But I think the main reason that Fox stopped wasn't because of PR, it was because the advertisers paid O'Reilly's salary. So if the advertisers are pulling, then Fox has to boot them because Fox can no longer, like, afford. His show isn't self-sustaining anymore.
Yeah, because Bill O'Reilly, he was the number one cable guy. He just signed a new contract for just shit ton of money. But, yeah, he also pulled the most advertising in for Fox News.
Right.
So now that he's not pulling in the most advertising for Fox News, like, what's...
There's no reason to have him.
Yeah, because if you're watching your favorite show, it doesn't matter if you watch your favorite show. Ratings, the only thing ratings mean is there are more people to see ads.
Yeah.
That's it. So when people tout the ratings and go, well, our ratings are great, all that means is there are more people to see ads to buy product, and then these people give us more money to show the show.
Because, I mean, that's how they make money. Like, yeah. That's how the shows make money.
Advertisers pull out. There's no reason to air the show.
Yeah. If nobody wants to buy ads during that time slot, then they want to get something else for that time slot.
Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world because the network TV companies don't get paid by the cable companies.
Right.
So whenever you pay your monthly bill for cable, none of that's going to Fox or CBS or
right.
any of that. Like, it's all just going to those companies.
And I don't understand these content creators that are so upset because their controversial content is not going to make as much money. We here at Podzilla 1985, especially the first few months, a lot of our content was pretty off the wall.
Yep.
A lot of bad stuff we did, a lot of bad things we said, and we adjusted our program. We adjusted the way we talk. We adjusted, like, the content that we have, the things that we would say, the jokes that were too far.
Mm-hmm.
And we're more successful now than we were then.
Yeah.
Because if content's good, it doesn't matter how controversial it is. You know, you can be creative and you can be good without resorting to making fun of transgender people or being homophobic or being racist.
Not that we did that on our earlier shows, folks.
We didn't, but we said some, I mean, there was no holds barred on those first shows.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, we were completely uncensored.
We were.
And kind of like what this show is.
Yeah, but even this show, I mean, yeah, we say...
Even this show is pretty tame compared to the early
exactly.
train wrecks.
Yeah. We say fuck a lot, but we don't make fun of, like, I can't remember the last time I did a black person joke, which at the time I thought was, oh, well, that's funny. Anything's up for comedy. You can make fun of everything. You can. Doesn't mean you're not a scumbag
Doesn't
for
mean
it.
You should.
Right.
Yep.
That's yep. it.
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's my rant.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, part of that is why we don't have a comic book show anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if I ever apologized to Chris Edelman for making him comfortable. If I didn't, I am now. Because, you know, a lot of the jokes that I made back then, especially, I really was a believer that anything can be comedic. Anything is up for comedy. Anything is ripe for satire. But there's a line you have to draw between, is this funny and is it worth it? And, you know, I crossed that line way too many times. I'm happier now with the shows than I was back then.
Like, yeah. Now, like...
I'm happier with myself as a person than I was back then.
I legitimately think that all four of our shows are just real quality content.
I do, too. The only thing... I miss Cody. I wish Cody still had the sports show on Saturday because that was such a...
It rounded things out so well.
Not only did it round things out... Mandy is flipping off her laptop. We'll get to that in a second. But not only did it round things out so well, but Cody brought such a... It's like when Hunter used to be on the show.
He brought an amount of professionalism
yes.
to it.
Yeah. He and Hunter both. They brought professionalism to the show, and I miss that, you know? Because it's like no matter how well we do, we're still just... We're just people with microphones. We don't have any formal training. These guys went to college for it. They're professionals. They made us look legit. Now we're just... We're outlaws.
Football's coming back, though, so maybe Cody will get the sports show back.
I hope so. I wish. I miss Cody. I miss Cody and Hunter. Anyway, Mandy, why are you flipping off your laptop?
Oh, I'm uploading the rest of the CCW pictures, and I went through and, like, clicked every single one, because I have to click, like, every other one.
Yeah.
And I went through and clicked, like, all, like, probably 30 of them for none of them to upload. So then I just did a few at a time, and then I just clicked, like, the last, like, a bunch for them to not... It's just mess up, and now I gotta go back and click all the shit again. But hey, I'm uploading pictures.
How many pictures did you take of CCW?
Oh, I fucking take like 3,000.
Do you post all of them?
Click, click, click.
This one I didn't because I did a lot of video for Billy and Sarah. Mm-hmm. So I just took screenshots of that. But yeah, no, when I, like the last few shows I've done photography for you, I'd go through and figure out the good ones.
Wasn't there something you were going to call Mandy?
My photographer skills.
Yeah, it was...
Booty snapper?
Booty snapper.
Booty snapper.
I was trying to think, like, it was something butt snapper, but yeah. Booty snapper.
Yeah. Booty snapper has a nice ring to it.
Because
it
of Lane, the sexy ref, that always decides to, like, walk in my way as I'm filming or taking pictures.
Lane, and like, Billy, I feel like it's on accident. I really truly believe that Lane's backing that ass up every time he sees
Mandy.
Oh,
no, he is. He is. I can confirm. I was just like, you make this on purpose, don't you? Yeah, you know.
Well, have you ever seen his workout videos?
Yeah.
Like, dude is...
I'm fine with having his booty there. It is fine. I told him. I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's...
That's quality booty.
I mean, it's fine, yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice booty. We love Lane.
Yes.
We love Lane. We love Lane.
Does he listen to this show?
I don't know if he does. I wish he did.
He was listening to a podcast earlier when I talked to him. It's probably the wrestling one.
It's probably Colt Cabana. God damn it. Colt Cabana had a great, like, the audio quality of his show is so good.
No,
so
like,
he
was listening to our podcast.
Oh, why?
Lane. He said he was listening to Podzilla 1985, but he's probably listening to your wrestling one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to quiz him. I'll tell him you're on this show, and we'll maybe pull him and James in.
Wink!
Before we get out of here, we talked about our experience with the convention on Tuesday and Wednesday. What about you guys? Lindsay, you had a booth there. Jesse, you ran the tournaments. Mandy, you were taking pictures and helping out, and you were all over the place. What did you guys think of Cape Comic-Con?
I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, I'm still jaded to bigger conventions. As far as that goes, like, I'm used to bigger conventions, even though it's been years since I've actually gotten to go to one.
I'm kind of in the same boat, especially since just the weekend before we were at ICC.
Yeah.
Where they had an attendance on Saturday, they had almost 40,000 people.
But that was
there.
In Indianapolis.
It was.
Cape Girardeau is just a shitty little town between Memphis and St. Louis.
Oh, God. Yeah, no.
What do you expect?
And it is getting bigger. It's about to the point where they're going to need to find a new location to get any bigger.
They're going to be hard.
Yeah.
Because there are no bigger locations.
They're going to have to move it out of Cape if it's the case.
Oh, I don't think Kim would want to do that. No. I think Kim would want to keep it right here.
And honestly, there's no place like St. Louis is the closest place that we could find something bigger than the Osage Building.
Yeah.
Because the sports megaplex that they're opening up.
Yeah.
If we can do it there. I say we like I'm a part of that. If they can do it there, then that actually might be pretty solid because that place is huge.
I don't know much about that sports megaplex. Like, I assumed it was a store. It's not a store.
No,
it's like
actually
indoor soccer fields and
really. It's actually going to have like from what I understand, it is going to have at least two full size indoor soccer fields. And
because soccer in this area is year round.
Yeah.
And this it's not indoor soccer. It's a legit outside field that they built like a.
Yeah.
Building around because indoor soccer fields are a lot smaller, so this is like a legit giant.
It's an outdoor soccer field built indoor.
It's an enclosed soccer field. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So, and I mean, on top of that, it's supposed to have like other like sporting arenas. So, if you know, we could use that. Like, that would be huge.
That would be cool. I wonder if they've thought about that. I remember when the Cape Comic Con was still in Stephen Barry's.
Uh-huh.
I did not go to it when it was apparently, because Calvin said the first time he went to it, it was across from campus over here. Huh. So, yeah, apparently it's been all over the place. It keeps getting bigger and bigger, like you said.
Did you have to pay for it at Stephen Barry's, or could you just walk in?
No,
no,
we had to pay
for it. They had people at both.
I want to say
it was only like $5.
But
it was cheap.
Yeah. I know I went to it when it was in the arena building.
Yeah, I've only been to it in Stephen Barry's. And then
over
Osage
there.
Center, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I remember I went to it the first time it was in the Osage Center. I went to it there. I didn't go to it when it was in Stephen Barry's.
Stephen Barry's was really just like a bunch of tables set up.
Yeah.
It was just vendors.
The first time it was at the Osage, that's pretty much what it was, too.
Well, they had little corners sectioned off for their actual like panels and stuff, but we just cared about looking at stuff.
Yeah, because I wasn't a con-goer. I'm still not a con-goer. Really, the only cons I've been to, I've been to Cape Comic Con, we went to Anime St. Louis that one year, and then we went to the OMG Con and Pop Up Bluff, who are real sports about our experiences there. And I don't know, I never really like cons. I like Cape Comic Con, but it's because we don't have to get up so early because it's right in our backyard.
That part I like.
Yeah.
And
we know
I forgot my money box and it was a 10-minute round trip to go get it and come back.
Yeah, that would have sucked real hard.
Yeah, I live within walking distance of it now.
You do?
Yeah.
And because we're friends with Ken Murphy and with the Amanda and Brian.
And like I said, it is getting bigger. Like if I look going back to when the first time I went to it was in the Osage, there were maybe like 10 vendors there.
Yeah.
And then there were like, I don't know, 8 or 9 people in the artist alley. It was all just very contained. It was in the same room.
And there was probably like 200 people, if that, 300 people.
In
Stephen Barry's, there was probably about 100 people in Stephen Barry's walking around.
They did Stephen Barry's at, like, they did the Osage before Stephen Barry's.
Did they? Did they really?
Yeah, I think at least once, because this was back in, like, 2000. been like 2007, I think.
Okay, because ours would have been 2009.
Because that was when
your pictures were labeled correctly.
Yeah, because Stephen Barry's was still open.
I was still working at GameStop because it was when I lost the bet to you and dyed my hair dark and I had the weird leopard hair going on when I tried to change it back.
I thought you looked good with that hair, but...
I look like Maureen Ponderosa.
And? Maureen Ponderosa was hot.
Just minus that dead tooth.
They got that fixed. And they gave her new big fake titties.
Well, they didn't get it fixed. She put a stud in it. But anyway, no, yeah, like it was teeny tiny. And there were maybe, like when I went in there, there were maybe 10 people other than me. Like there were, like it was pretty low attendance. And yeah, like I said, little bitty.
Stop talking about small. You're triggering Lindsay.
What? Looking at it now, I'm just going to move past it. Looking at it now, yeah, no, it's huge. And then yeah, me and Pat ran the video game tournaments that we did, like Mortal Kombat, Smash Brothers Melee, and then Smash 4. Had pretty good attendance on all three games.
Fucking Dave Mahoney, when he was in here earlier, he gets over, this kid's playing Mortal Kombat. He's like, I need to play with you over there. And he sits down to play with him and beats him like three times. And he's like, Shannon, I should have entered that tournament. Could have won $20. Fucker.
I think the grand prize for that was actually $50.
Well, not if David won. He got a solid 10. You just pocket the rest. That's the cost you pay to have Dave Mahoney. That's the Mahoney tax. Special. Yeah.
I was very happy that I only had two extremely awkward, annoying people hang out at my table for
but
a while.
They were real awkward.
They were real awkward.
And I know because my table was right next to yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just the kind of people that sit up there and talk and ask questions, and they even look similar.
Yeah, in hindsight, yeah, one was female, one was male, and they could have been twins.
It's like they went just threw on a wig and just came back. It was like, hi, have you seen my
brother?
Well,
no, because the difference is the one didn't. Well, no, no, wait, because she didn't like Sailor Moon because her brother kept playing the Sailor Moon theme, and he did like Sailor Moon.
You think they're related?
I hope not.
All of them look alike. Ugh. Nerds. Is that racist?
We're not nerds. True.
And you all look alike.
No, we don't.
You are also a nerd.
I gave up nerddom. I went, like, I'm kind of somewhere between, like, punk core goth rock and...
Is that a thing? I don't think that's a thing.
I like that my favorite part is that Shannon says this behind his special edition Star Wars laptop.
Hey, Star Wars is awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's on the cover, baby?
It's Darth Vader.
Dark as fuck.
Yeah, that whole exchange that just happened right there, nerdy AF, homie. I didn't say there's anything wrong with liking Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I'm also not denying the fact that I'm a nerd.
You have a show about it.
I do.
But I don't. I have a jock show.
The PWU?
With two jocks.
I mean, there's different versions of nerds. You can be a sports nerd.
You can. You can be a wrestling nerd.
The term nerd is outdated and is offensive.
Nerds are a tasty candy by the Wonka Company.
Nerd is like...
Nom, nom, nom.
We've taken the word nerd and turned it from a negative into a positive. Like, that's how we label ourselves. You know?
Nerd.
So there's a character in American Gods called... what is it? It's like Mr. Tech or Mr. Wonder Tech or something like that. I don't remember. But he's supposed to, I guess, embody like technology and stuff like that. And the book was written, I guess, in the 90s or something. And he's a fat guy with acne who lives in like his mom's basement because that was the embodiment of technology and nerd culture back then. In the new series, he's like really punk and chic because I guess that's how nerds look now is they're all fucking skinny jeans and Dalton haircuts.
Hipsters.
Nerd hipsters.
I mean, that's honestly what a lot of nerds are these days.
Oh, that's gonna choke me.
A lot of them look like hipsters.
Yeah. Is that better? That's better.
What? I mean, it's better than like calling us all acne-ridden neckbeards.
Neckbeards.
I did have bad acne, though, in high school.
That was one thing I somehow avoided, acne and braces and glasses.
I didn't have braces or glasses.
I did not avoid glasses, clearly.
Boy, did I have acne.
I didn't have acne.
My brother did. My forehead broke out a little bit when I started working at Burger King because of all the grease and shit. And I had long hair back then. But, I mean, I say broke out. Like, I would maybe have one to two pimples at a time on my forehead.
Well, not me. I had the full, like little islands everywhere. You know? Mm. I remember once when I was in high school, some bitch that sat next to me, I hated her guts. But she, like, looked at me. She's like, what's wrong with your face? Yeah, just yelled it out in front of everybody, and then everybody laughs. And
oh, like, God.
God damn.
That's fucked up.
I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah, no, whenever I was a kid, like, I was always the heavy kid. That was my thing. But, yeah, no, my teeth have always been super straight. Like, I've got 20/20 vision.
It's funny you mentioned the heavy kid thing, because when I was in high school, I was also a bigger guy that people would, like, say, man, you big, you lose some weight. But I was so much smaller then than I am now. You know, and that's just like, fuck, if I had known me then, if they would have known me how I am now, what would they have called me? It would have been just the meanest things. I feel awful about myself tonight. Let's get out of here. I'm going home. Fuck this. Thanks for tuning in. You guys want to say anything else?
I liked Cape Comic Con. Shit, you didn't even let me get a fucking chance. It's fine, though.
You got a minute.
It's fine. No! I liked it. It was good. I mean, I'm used to bigger conventions, but for Cape, I thought it was really awesome, and I enjoyed it, and I had fun working it as well.
I'm just bitter because I had higher expectations financially.
Mandy is working right now as she's doing the show.
Yeah, fuck.
That's dedication.
I got so much wrestling shit.
All right, we're going to let you get to work on that. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to go home and eat just to death. So you guys have a good night. We will see you on Sunday for Nerd Up.
Yes. Sunday. It's going to be a morning show.
I won't be there. I'm sorry.
Oh,
because
we have payback, don't we? Fuck. Maybe we'll just skip payback, honestly.
Dalton's shaking his head.
Oh, man, nobody wants to watch it. All right, we'll see you on Sunday regardless. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for making Podzilla 1985's April the most successful month in Podzilla history. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us and loving us. We'll be back next week. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. And
bye-bye now.
I'll give you updates on size tonight. Good night.